Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, your Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the evening time. This is yet another Thursday night live open mic, and we are so excited for the poets to come on through and share in their voice, whether you can sing, rap, read poetry, perform poetry, whatever it is that your talent is, we want you to share it with us tonight. You know, do on this segment of the show, we share in many of the tracks that are sent into the show with our listening audience, and you know, you have a good time in listening to the amazing tracks and the amazing voices of the various artists out there, because we have some talented people out here in this world, but not enough of us get the exposure that we so deserve. So, but without further ado, what I'm going to do tonight is go ahead and read you a poem from my collection, and a collaborative collection that I'm a part of, which is entitled Synchronized Ink. And this is a book that I compiled together with my publishing company, Michael Michelle Publishing, and we definitely are excited about it because so many poets from across the globe have participated in being a part of this this collection. So I'm so honored that we're able to even have such a collection possible. But I wanted to share with you this evening one of my poems that's included in the selection. And I'm a little bit long-winded, but this is one of the poems that I have included in the book. And I wanted to share that with you tonight, if you will. I'll try to select one of the shortest ones. And you know, if that be all possible, I'm not going to do I Am Love, but that's one of my favorite ones, but that is also one of the shortest ones. But what I'm going to share with you this evening, my piece entitled My Own Personal Truth. Now, this is a bit long, but nevertheless, I am going to read it because this is probably going to be one of those times where... I got you guys at full attention. All right, this is my own personal truth. Brace yourself now. Like a prayer pilgrim traveling the distance on dry land, I have been walking, leaving my footprints in the shore sand, pondering in the depths of my mystic thoughts, a soul proclaimed as once saved, but by Christian definition, I am lost. As a child, I stood strong and fought for my beliefs. I even picked up the gospel and carried it to the streets. I enlisted myself as a soldier of the cross. Now I wonder if it was all for naught. I still believe in the risen Christ and the redemption of sins he paid with his life. Yet my profound intellect seeks to find if it was more to it than what was branded into my mind. Once a religious radical, thirsty to learn more from the man of God, that speaks. Now I find no divine purpose in nestling in the fabrics of a man-made seat. I sought the approval of the clergyman's belief on how I should minister to the lost, feed the hungry, comfort the widower, and provide mental relief to the desolate mind and shelter from the vagabond lying on the streets. Because I have a heart for people, and when others are hurting, my soul weeps. So I became ordained to help heal the broken heart and feed their souls with kind words and their bellies with a warm meal prepared with love from the heart. Then I realized it was not the license that bore my name as an ordained minister that gave me a heart, a capacity to love without condition, and a compassionate spirit to provide the homeless with somewhere to sleep or to stand proxy as a mother to a motherless child. It was the seed of unconditional love planted in my core center, nurtured from the divine and harvested from the almighty mentor planted in me from the beginning of time. Now enlightened by my own personal truth, I no longer confine myself in a church house lacking compassion and passion to heal humanity's cause. My truth leads me to my purpose to serve the community in a church without walls. I trust and believe in the higher power they call him God, and I simply call him Almighty. He has been with me from the beginning of time. He never left me, even when my footsteps failed to leave the earth's dust on the cathedral stairs. I kept a constant communication with him through the labor of meditation and intercessory prayers. The more and more I seem to fellowship with him, I cannot help but notice how in tune I am with the divine spirit of the deity. I see no truth in my damnation to hell if I fail to sit under the hypnotism of a clergyman's spell. I feel so free, unchained, and unbound by man's doctrine and tainted philosophies. I am more overjoyed that I have been delivered from religious, unrighteous hypocrisies. Seeking my own personal truth allowed me to reflect on the thoughts of my past, excavate the dry bones from my religious coffin, only to discover the roots of my personal truth. I sought not to drudge of the moments of disappointment, hurt, betrayal, and pain. But it was necessary to travel back to the beginning of my birth to erase the stains of a generational curse. Erase a do-over with the higher power that be. A spiritual rebirth is truly what I needed. I needed to be deprogrammed and stripped down to my bare innocence, to tap into my more enlightened senses. From the canal of the busting womb, my soul, mind, and body travel to be redelivered again on that clock of a midnight moon, to see the breaking of a daylight sometime soon, to set myself free from the birthing cocoon, to birth a more enlightened me, a more spiritual and non-religious me. Now that I can see the light, I have complete handle on the directions of my life. I wear knowledge upon my head. She has crowned me with the truth and infinite awareness that is beyond what my physical eye can see. I bathe in wisdom daily. She has immersed me into her anointing. My temple radiantly glistens from the splash of precious oils. My eyes see crystal clear. My life daily is replenished with a profound source of energy. I have been raised out of a spiritual sleep, because I live again, ordained in my own personal truth. I am whole again because I have found all my fragmented pieces and put them back together again. I have followed my path back to my roots. I have loosed myself from those things of the past that would not bear good fruit. I have been truly born again, not by philosophical standards, but by divine standards. I am whole again, living in my own personal truth. And that's my piece, one of my pieces from the Synchronized Ink Collection. I took a chance on reading tonight, but it was a little long-winded. I see Stevie G has a ride into the building. Now, I bet that he's going to say I was a little long-winded. But let me clap it up for myself before I bring him on the air. Oh! global listeners. Let's get this party started here. I'm going to connect my co-host in. CBG, how you be this evening? Oh, my goodness.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm great.
So you can read a poem, girl.
I said, I know CBG going to say, well, you long-winded. I almost felt like I started getting the preacher mode for a moment. I felt like going in like I was getting ready to rev up, but it wasn't one of those type of poems.
Oh, well. You did your thing. It was a poem, though.
Thank you, CBG. So appreciate you.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm still kind of under the weather, but you know what? I had to be here tonight. So, nevertheless, we are here. We just got to keep it going. Okay, I see people on the line, but no hands raised. 216-313-248. You guys raise them hands. Select option one so we can get you in tonight. All right. And I had people in the chat room, but I was having problems with opening it up for some reason. So people probably figured, oh, okay, they ain't going to have a chat room tonight. But nevertheless, we are here, and we are going to get some people in rotation here. We've had two fantastic musical sensations on the network this week. Miss L. Renee, she's in South Africa traveling with Kim, and she did her thing. You know, she has some great music. We're going to play some of her music tonight. And Mr. Larry Lack Henderson came onto the show. You're a wonderful brother, you know, very conscious music, and he's really doing his thing. So we're going to share some of that tonight on the open mic. And we also are expecting to introduce you tonight to one of our new producers here on the station, and he's going to be having a new segment. So I'm going to wait till he chimes in. And we're going to connect him in and introduce him to everybody tonight. But anyway, Stevie D, you want to say anything? I'm always going at it.
I'll read a little something.
All right, all right.
I'll read a little something out of my book. I ain't read it in a long time.
All right.
Called Nubu. You remember that?
New Boo.
It's not long.
I do remember.
It's not long with it like yours. It's short and sweet. But I'm gonna lay it down anyway.
All right.
New to me these days, someone has entered my life like beautiful new sun rays, so like the morning light, glowing like a brand new car. Too sweet, too fine, too sexy you are. I can smell you when you get close to me. Like a field full of jasmine blossoming right next to me. Gorgeous, gifted, gracious, and black. Caramel honey dip, smooth in fact. You leave that kind of taste in my mouth that makes me go woo. And I'm just cuckoo for cocoa and craving for you. Give me what you want, make me feel like your man. Me feeling you, feeling me is my plan. I put it down like that and make it do what it do. Knock the kinks out the back and make the toes curl too. You're a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets. And you ride this brother right till his climax peaks. Now I know why I'm feeling my new boo. Cause you got a brother saying, damn, baby, I love you. That's my piece.
CBG, I know I remember that for a very shot. I know it. Go ahead on. You put it down.
Thank you. Thank you.
You did your thing, CBG. All right.
Oh, thank you.
All right, great people. I love you for hanging out, but we're going to keep it going with some El Renee, like we said, we promised, and then we're going to come back, and hopefully you guys could conjure up a little bit of nerves to just render us with a peace here. And I am going to, she has three that she has sent into the show, so my favorite one of hers is Reflections, but we're going to play With or Without Me by El Renee. All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. You're tuned in to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Ms. Poetic Energy, and your co-host, Mr. Stevie G. And this is our Thursday night live open mic, and that was Ms. L. Renee with or Without Me. She was a very special guest here on the Poetic Energy Network station this past week. She's a lovely spirit. Her management team reached out to the show, and I was so happy because she's just really doing her thing. She's in South Africa right now, you know, kicking it with Kim. And, you know, I saw one of you, if you guys, I know a lot of people called in when she was on the air, and a lot of people love her, her spirit, you know, have wonderful things to say about her. So check out her music. You can find her on YouTube. You can even find her in, you know, her and Kim kicking it on the stage, blowing the mic up and doing her thing. But, yes, this sister is definitely one to look out for. All right, we're going to keep the show going. I see the hands are being raised, so we're going to take some callers here. All right. We have, we have like four people from the 216 area code. Let's see what's going on in 216. All right, caller, 216, and your first three digits are 526. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello?
You're on the air?
Yeah, this is Ace.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
All right.
Yeah, right. What you going to do on the mic for us tonight, brother?
I got a little bit. I call it Why We Need More Black Store Owners in the Hood.
All right. Let it rip, brother.
Okay. As I walk into the store on the corner of Glendale and the North, the sound of the door opens, rings a bell that the store owner just can't ignore. Up from behind the counter comes a little Asian man named Mr. Chin. He gives me a long, hard stare as if to say, oh, it's you again. I look back at him and say, hello, Mr. Chin. And he looks at me as if to say, as if I just broke wind. He said, hurry up and buy. I have no time for you people, hi. As I walk down the aisle, I grab a bag of my favorite chips, hot fries, and sour cream and onions. You know, the ones that's so good you don't even need to dip. As I look into the cooler to see what beer I want to sip, I feel someone's watching me with a hard kung fu grip. When I look back, I see Mrs. Chin hiding behind the chips. I say, you don't have to stare, you Chinese bitch. She said, oh, I know Chinese. I'm Korean. Do I look Chinese to you? I look close at her and said, yeah, bitch, yes, you do. So I reach into the cooler and grab a few beers and walk to the front. I said, ring me up, Mr. Chin. Now, what I'm about to say may seem petty in your eyes, but to me, it's about honesty, respect for any self-respecting black man. 5 10, said Mr. Chin. So I reach into my pocket, and all I had was the five. I knew I didn't have the dime, so I said, Mr. Chin, let me slide. I'll give you the dime when I come in next time. No, no, said Mr. Chin. You put back what you can't buy. If you can't give me dime, you won't pay next time. And next time you come in, you want stuff for free. Then I won't have no money to send across seas to my family. And I hear what you say to wife. You call her bitch, and you say we Chinese. I say, Mr. Chin, please, I come in every day. If for nothing else, it's the lottery I play. He said, no, no, you hurry up and buy. You people just like disease, and you always lie. That's why you get no free from me. I said, fuck you, Mr. Chin. I'll never shop in your store again. As I grabbed my bag and slung open the door, I thought to myself, oh, shit, now I got to shop that fucking Arab store. That's my bet.
Wow. What was the title of that piece again? name your bit?
Pardon me?
What was the title of the piece again?
Why We Need More Black Store Owners in the Hood.
All right, now, my brother, you just brought some humor into, you know, your creative piece there. You laid it down. Well, you got me over here. My, you know how you had that laugh where your jaw so, you know, just so tight that you can barely, you know, hold it. I was trying to hold it in to make sure you finish your piece. All right, now.
I like the part where you said, do I look Chinese to you? He said, yes, bitch, you do.
That's how they teach you in some of these stories, you know?
Yeah. Well, we enjoy you coming into the show. And tell us, everyone, how to reach out and touch you.
I don't have an email or nothing. I just, you know, I'm going to just try to call
you. You got a YouTube page or a Facebook page?
No, I don't have
All right. Well, we certainly appreciate you coming through and sharing your voice here on the Poetic Energy Network station. You're always welcome. We do this every week, same time, same number. Check out any of our other shows that we're hosting each night if you know have an interest in any of those. And we certainly appreciate you coming through.
Okay. I'd like to give a shout-out to my homie, Nate Dizzle, who inspired me to start writing poems.
I knew it was some type of connection because there's a lot of you guys from the 216. Well, all right. All right, Nate Dizzle. You bringing Ohio up in here. All right. Well, thank you, my dear brother. Don't be a stranger. You're always welcome to share on this station.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I told you we got a lot of people from the 216, so I'm just going to take them right down the line. All right, the next call from the 216, your first three digits is 385. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, this is Nate Dizzle.
Hey, Mr. Nate, we talked to him. How you doing, brother?
Okay, how you doing tonight? How you doing, Stevie G?
All right. Yo,
so what you going to do for us this evening?
I have a short piece. It's untitled. But tell me how you like it.
All right.
I gave you trust, but it never came back in return. A message in a bottle will return quicker than the trust I gave you. Nigga, I waited on you. Held my breath for you to catch me. All I caught was heartaches and sorrow. Guess I missed the blues cruise. Thought you were my lover, but nah, you couldn't even be a friend to me. Now I know why I felt like Julia Roberts in the movie Sleeping with the Enemy. I'm going to look out for your ass next time, love. Be a little harder to find, love, if you find me at all. That is my piece.
Thank you.
All right, we definitely... Oh, all right, we got to climb it up the next devil. He went in a different direction tonight. That's amazing. You went in a different direction tonight, but I feel like you just had to get that off.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
We certainly appreciate when you come through because you always bring a little bit of humor and, of course, a little piece of your heart each time through your words. So we certainly appreciate you. I want to thank you because you got, you know, it's like a million and one people from the 216 area code. So we appreciate you for spreading the word about the show.
Thank you.
All right. Let the people know how to reach out and touch you.
You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Nate Smith with the white polo and the clean cut look. Handsome dude. Hit me up on Facebook. Send me a friend request. You can see some of the work I put on my page.
All right. Yeah, I was hoping that you was gonna say that handsome dude. You know, you can't leave that out.
Right.
You pushing that handsome.
All right, Mr. Nate Dizzle, putting it down, y'all. Thank you so much, and we certainly appreciate you coming through always. All right, we're gonna take the very. You know what? Before we go on, we do not want to miss. that we have a very special announcement to make. We have someone that we're going to be adding to the network here, and we want him to come on and say a few words. So callers, don't hang up. We just need to get him in, you know, so he can speak his piece. We're adding a new member to the Poetic Energy Network station, and I'm just going to let him introduce himself. I hope he's ready because, I know you hear me. You're here. And I want you to come in and properly introduce yourself.
All right.
You on there?
All right. What's going on, Miss Alfred? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
well,
man,
let the people know.
I'm just sitting back enjoying the show. I'm like, wow. So I can't wait
to
get
started.
Let
the people know why you're here.
All right, well, I can't wait to get started. Me and Miss Alfred been collaborating. The name of my show is going to say Know What's Happening with Marvin Jackson. And I'm looking forward to doing this show. I think it's going to be very exciting, very informative, and very dynamic. And I'm just sitting back enjoying the show tonight. It's really something exciting.
All right. I mean, you got some more stuff. You tell people a little bit about who you are, and you know, just a little bit. You know, not everything, but.
All right. Well, I've come to the show from a television video communications background. I've been doing television and video for about 15 years. Done a few documentary films, and I've always kind of wanted to mess around with radio a little bit. And so I'm finally getting the opportunity to do that, you know, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes, and Marvin is also, he's been very modest. Marvin is also going to be one of our behind-the-scenes producers on this show, as well as have his own segment, and that segment is going to be specifically for the fellas. So, you know, Marvin is going to bring it to you guys. He's trying to be so humble about it, but fellas, we got a show just for you guys, and he's going to bring it. You know, he got all the seasonings and the toppings and the trimmings and all of that. So that is definitely going to be a hot show for you guys, and it's going to be Know What's Happening with Marvin Jackson. So, Marvin, welcome to the show. And my co-host is Mr. Stevie G, who has been with me from the beginning of time. So I want you to just, you know, show some love to my co-host, too, Mr. Stevie G.
All right. What's up, Mr. Stevie G? How you
What's
doing,
up, brother? How are you?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good tonight. Feeling good.
That's good, yeah, man. I'm glad to be part of the team. Glad you could come and join us, bro.
Yeah, I'm glad to be a part of the team. I'm a little worried struck right now, but, I'm glad to be a part of the team with the productions, also with my own show. I'm really looking forward to getting on the airwaves and putting some deep topics out here and plan on stirring it up a little bit as well.
All right.
Thank you, Marvin. We certainly appreciate your time and you being able to check into the show. And you're certainly welcome to continue to listen in if you've got the time.
All right. I'll do that. And thank you for inviting me in. And I look forward to getting started. And I'll talk to you later.
All right. That is one of our new producers, Marvin Jackson. He's going to be holding it down, giving us, you know, sharing some great knowledge and experience with us here on the network. 15 years in the game. So, you know, we're glad to have him. Coming as a producer and as well as hosting the show just for the fellas. So with all that being said, we're going to get back to business and bring it all together because I see people up with their hands raised up, so I ain't going to make y'all hold no more longer. All right, we still see the 216 holding it down. All right, we're going to take caller 216. And your first number is 761. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
This is Mama Ola Deji, All-Around Queen. I did two poems for you yesterday, and you invited me to come back today, and here I am.
Yes, welcome back, Queen. How are you this evening?
I'm good. I'm still laughing off of that poem that the brother before the last one did that was invited by. So he didn't have a Facebook page, so I friended up the brother that invited him because all these boys from Cleveland, we need to get together. So tell him that's me, Mama Oladeji, that friended him up a few minutes ago.
All right.
So tell him to send me a request back so I can get in touch with the other brother so we can get something going in Cleveland. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. This is really good. This is good. So I posted on my page for people to come over to the show, so I hope you get some more people coming over.
Oh, thank you. We certainly appreciate your love and support. Mm-hmm. And you definitely, they're listening at you from 216 from the 6 cut. When I tell you, you got like 1,000,001 people from the 216, y'all holding it down real good. So you hear Mama O, make sure you reach out and touch her.
Yeah, it's Mama Oladeji. You know,
Oladeji.
Yeah, they don't want to say my whole name because they can't say it. Just Oladeji. You know, that's
all right.
Okay. You know, if you can't say that, just say All Round Queen. You can find me under All Round Queen on Facebook. That's All Round Queen, one word, with no D. Or you can find me under just ACQUAH, Aqua. Okay.
Hey,
yeah.
E. Miss E?
Yes.
Don't her voice remind you of Boogie's voice?
Oh, yeah. Boogie, they sound the same. Yeah, sure, too.
I like that rap.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, this one is going to be a short piece. It's not going to be that long because I'm going to try to find pull another one up for you. But this one I had already pulled up, so I'm going to call you back and try to do another piece for us. Oh, but in the meantime, this one's called Why.
Okay.
And this is a you know, one of the poems. I do a lot of conscious poems about the treatment of women, and this is a poem that I saw actually happen, and the police just walked up to this woman for no reason at all and just took out his whip and just started beating her for no reason.
Oh,
the name of it is called Why.
Okay.
He took out his whip and slapped her. She fell and asked, why? She took the sting and did not cry. She moaned and grabbed the tip of his whip, and she looked up at him and asked, why? The soldier laughed, and his friend joined in, and now the two of them began talking and then taking turns to slice and burn her face. She was disgraced. She hid her face, and all she asked was why. Why was her only inquiry? These zombies had no answer to her question, no answer nor a reason. It was all just because. Because they could. While onlookers and bystanders just stood aside and stared, dared to glance too long, and they never even uttered why. This is a story of many women whose fate is in the hands of men whose hearts are as cold as stone. Zombies without souls, zombies without shame, who live to inflict pain without a reason why. Well, I hope y'all got the gist of that, because I heard toilets flushing, burping, belching, and everything else.
Oh, we certainly appreciate it. You know what? We got to show you some love for that. And yes, I did get the gist of it. We certainly appreciate you for sharing your voice again on the show yesterday and tonight. Definitely, very conscious piece, and I do understand it. You know, it's unfortunate those things, kind of things that, you know, we have to endure in life for no reason at all. Things happen, and
don't worry about it. I'll call back.
We want to make sure that. Everybody reach out and touch you again. Can you please let them know your information?
I'm going to put it in an email, in the chat room, because some other people are coming in, and I know they want to get on. So I'll call back. All right. I'll put it in the chat
room. All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you. All right. We're going to take the very next caller. We do have quite a few people. We're going to take the caller from the 856 area code. You're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Hello, this is Just Bill from Inner Child Radio. It's good to be here. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for coming in.
To share. It's a blessing. I want to thank Mama because Mama pulled my coattail to it and sent me a message at PM. She does so much for the poetic community to let me know that you were here. I didn't even know you had a show until Mama let me know tonight. So thank you, Mama Oladeji. And I said it right, Vicky Aqua. Anyway.
Okay.
So I got a piece I want to share. I'm going to do this for Mama because this is something I did that Mama really liked. And it's titled High Heel Shoes. And it kind of tails off of what she was saying about the disconnectedness, you know, in the relationship. It's titled High Heel Shoes. Sister loved wearing those high heel shoes, feet bruised, corn and tattered silk stockings mocking her, yet she forced herself into those high heel shoes just as she did spiritually in so many other situations in her life. You see, stripes had somehow become her friend. She felt no need to amend her walk. Her talk even supported this discordant, non-symphonious cadence of living. Yes, she put on her shoes and got her walk on. Each night from dusk to dawn, she was on a hunt. For what? She did not know. She had long abandoned her pimp, you know, that guy that spells out each night's agenda with his propaganda. Now she had her own, and she was alone, and she made it known to the world. She was looking for someone, anyone, to fill this empty ache deep in her womb, in the tomb of her desires for affection, and in her derelictionist ways, her days were meant for sleep, mostly, wrapped up in her toasty delusions and the warmth of absence of companionship. And her days and their dreams slipped away again into the coming night, driving her, de-enlivening her, denying her the inner truth of love she so wanted, and her consciousness haunted her continuously, fervently, unmercilessly. She thought about those shoes often. She loved the way they made her seemingly feel. But once in those shoes, life was real again. She had her appeal again. She could feel again. Even if it was delusion, it did not matter. Fuck them all. She could flatter herself about her cracked esteem and her dreams were hers to create as she cared, as she dared. But all that she dared to do was live another day, with her soul splayed open for all takers who sought to make her, and each night again she would initiate her prowl, seeking solace from her non-acknowledged pains, and that alone was her only profanity she excised in this state to maintain her sanity. And each night somehow on her hunt she became the hunted for the beast of the east side of the city. You know what they wanted. Like children upon their mother's bosom, they just wanted to suck on her breast. And the fellows from the west side as well, yes, they too had a story. And they were all too willing to tell it, for they too had an agenda to bend her over again and again, like they were accomplishing something profound in their lives. Like it was a quest, they thought. Makes me laugh. They were the gardeners of the asphalt and concrete, the new jack pimps of our street, and they had seeds to sell, you know, liquid in nature, in the garden of her innocent womb, that tomb where things came to die. They only wanted the body of this has-been hottie to feel their sweat dripping across their brow into their eye, blinding their souls, only to fall upon the soiled sheets of their illegitimate characters. Their shallowness only sought out her momentary pleasures, and the womanly treasures of this desolate woman, this lonely woman, who wore those high heel shoes. And peace.
All right. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much, my dear friend, for sharing that piece with the show tonight. And if you could just let people know about any information that you have out there, your show.
My name is William S. Peters, and I am Inner Child. And we do a lot of things. We have a publishing company. We have Inner Child the magazine, Inner Child the newspaper, Inner Child Productions, Inner Child the services. We have Inner Child groups all over Facebook. We have a social site, innerchild.ming.com.
The biggest thing going on right now is we just launched our magazine, our inaugural issue of the magazine today, which is innerchildmagazine.com. And tomorrow night on our show, we have the Friday Night Spits, which is open mic from 7 until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Inner Child Radio. And we're announcing the three winners of the World Peace, World Healing Poetry Contest tomorrow night. That was a global effort where we got poets from all over the world contributed and participated in that. And we're excited about that as we are going to put all together, also together an anthology, which is going to be a two-volume set of all the poems from all over the world that were contributed to this effort. So we're just staying busy, you know, trying to lift up community of humanity, poetry through poetry, and various other venues, whatever we can do. So, yeah, but Google Inner Child, you'll find 8 billion things we're doing all at the same time. So, but I thank you for the venue to be here, to be able to share and, you know, give this word out about who we are.
Certainly. We thank you for taking the time to come out. All right, we're going to take the very next caller here. Caller from the 513 area code. You're currently on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
It's Romeo DiNatti. How y'all doing?
Hi, Romeo. How are you this evening?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good.
Oh,
what's up, Romeo?
Hey, what's up, Stevie G? How you doing, Playboy?
I'm chilling.
That's a sad. Yeah, I got a message from China Blue said it. It was a hot show tonight. I was like, let me try to make it in.
Okay.
What you gonna put, lovely sister? What you gonna put Romeo?
I'm gonna do, you know, I'm known for my rotten poetry, but I want to do one of my central romantic pieces. If that was cool.
All right.
Romanticize the ladies, bro. Go on, do you.
I want to ask that you lend me your ears so I can touch your mind, feel your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. This piece's title is not that complicated. You're more than just a pretty face. To me, you're the definition of a blessing. From the encouraging words that you say, to your phenomenal, prophetic, poetic poetry that I want to replay. Your happiness and smile brings my day. You make me want to say words that I wouldn't expect myself to say, and I think that's crazy. Must be in love like B and Jay-Z, because I call you my baby. So, baby, please excuse me for being on air, telling you how I feel for thee. But it's me, being as real as I can be. Yes, yes, yes. I want us to be we. I want you to be with me. I want to see you in my dreams, and after I wake, open my eyes. I thank the Lord for shining the sun and for your beautiful presence laying next to me. The most wonderful presence next to the Holy Spirit is your essence. And it covers me. I will travel this earth to be with you. My thoughts are just the beginning of what I would do for you. While we build our royal, your anointed dynasty up 100 times too. There couldn't be a more perfect two. Save for Adam and Eve. But they were created by the hands of God so that I can see. So that leaves you and me. That single thought already has me smiling. Because I found someone who might have been trapped on the island with. Her passion is my trip to paradise. A chocolate big booty chick with his might make it more nice. Maybe. But that's just a bonus. Because all I need is you. So you're all I want. I said this twice before. I want to be the smelling your funk. I'm not sure how much closer we can get without incorporating metaphysics. Your lips, too sweet just to kiss. That's why I savor your flavor from your eyes to your heels. If you can count from 100 to 0, I promise every second unexplainable sweet sensation. is what you will feel. From your hair to your nape, down your back, tingling your spine. Even fatty and derriere as I kiss your right shoulder from behind. With every intention to make you mine. Bless you so good it makes you blind, but only for a few moments. We feeling so magnificent in our moment. They that said real love is magnificent, this is what they meant. Which explains to me why I want to be with you. But sometimes how it feels unexplainable. Because I can't simply say what would Jesus do. But if I was him and he was I think he would be with you too. Because I know I would die for you. My baby. My truth. Hey, boo. Smile for me. Because my smile is because of you. I want to lift your glass and toast to you. Have your grape juice bubble up and burst for me. Drink it till you're thirsty. And have you on more thirst for me. Like simply lemonade on a rainy day going outside to play. I'll leave you soaked. From your lips to your throat to your lips to your toes. I do things to you, you, I, and only God knows. Tell you things that resembles revealing my soul. Hold on to my shoulders while I wrap my arms around your waist. Not a drip out of an ounce of your love will I waste. I can smell your fragrance. I can feel your taste. But beyond that, your heart is my place. So I ask you when the time is right, can I forever tell you good night? That's my thoughts.
All right,
Mr. Romeo, you know we got to clap it up for you. Yes, indeed. We got to show you some love. I know the time is far spent, but very quickly tell the people how to reach out and touch you because we still got some more people want to get it in.
Romeo D apostrophe N-A-T-I on Facebook. You can check out my YouTube, Mr. Romeo D Natty. One name, no dot. That was created by China Blue Edifying Graphics. They do hot work, build images.
Yes, they do. All right, Miss China Blue. All right, Romeo, we so appreciate you. For sharing your thoughts and always. And
thank you.
Always
all
welcome.
DVG, Poetic Energy.
All right, Romeo.
Shout out to everything you got going on, the books, the anthology, all that.
Thank you.
Miss
China Blue
back.
Is a part of that, too. Her creative touch is being put on there. That's why I'm smiling.
That's what's up. Okay, shout out. Yeah, shout out to China Blue. She do her thing all the way around. All right, DVG, y'all take care. I'm going to follow
all right.
Back.
All right, we're going to take the next caller. Caller from the 773 area code. You are on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic?
Peace and love, Queen and King. How are you? It's China Blue.
Hey, Ms. China Blue, peace and love to you.
So I know that it's some people waiting to get on, so I'm going to spit my piece real quick.
Right.
Should I do something quick, or do we have time? Yeah, I'm going to do something quick.
Well, we got time, even though, you know, just let it flow.
Okay. This piece is entitled You. Average brother. Hey, brother. How you doing? Can I speak to you for a minute? Now, before I get all up in it, I would just like to say that you're the shit. And trust me when I say I've looked all over, but there is none quite equivalent. See, you're no average brother to me, especially when you do what it is that you do. So every word in this poem is going to be about you, and I hope you comprehend. This poem is about the way you extend your hands to open the doors for me or turn on the hot water and pour in bubbles for me. And while I'm soaking, you please me with a cup of hot caramel tea. I'm smiling completely. I mean, it don't take much. With no money in either of our pockets, you still managed to treat me to lunch and trust. Moves like that would make any woman feel rich. A far height from being some bit official buddy or bitch. Yes, you're more than an average brother, see. I even noticed. See, I even noticed you the way you treat your mother, and she smiles completely. Knowing she raised a son who defines respect, stays on the grind even minus a check, or can hold down two jobs, but if she calls in her hour of need, she knows she will, you will be right on deck. A man who shows he real protects. See, we ain't got time to be living our moments in regret, so pick up your head up off your neck, my brother, and never let it down. Even if the world demands you to, because, baby, every word in this poem is going to be about you, the way you carry yourself. Humbly but with pride, your royalty can't be denied. I mean, it makes me want to respect myself, and yes, even the way you carry me with my attitude and my positivity. And let me not fail to mention the way you hold my attention. I'm focused. Hey, brother, before I go any further, I even notice the way you treat your daughters, and they smile completely. Just to be in your presence is truly a blessing to see, and that don't sound average to me, especially since I know there's plenty of girls still wishing for a daddy, and if you don't believe me, just go to the club. So I'm praying you take this opportunity to show your children what it is to love. Hey, love, just call me an opportunist. See, it's the passion and not the potential in you that makes me want to do this. Are you listening? Because I'm speaking to you. See, you're no average brother to me, especially when you do what it is that you do. So every word in this poem is going to be about you. You're far from ordinary, more than the medium. See, from my estimation, you're more like what God sent directly from his kingdom. So, King, smile for me completely. Don't let the troubles of your life drain the joy from your laughter. I know life is not a fairy tale, so just believe in the morning after, because joy comes in the morning, and there I will be right next to you, ready to help you carry a load or two, because I ain't no average sister. So I don't need no handful of diamond rings. See, I understand that life is more than just things, but it would be nice. But know that what you do for me, I would gladly do for you. And yes, I admit I'm willing to purchase a diamond or two just to help me illustrate your value. See, to be average means you hold some sort of mediocrity, and that's not true. That's why I made every word in this poem about you. So I hope I managed. Hey, brother, just so you know, you raised the bar of just being average.
I love that piece.
Yes, indeed. You know who we got to clap it up for, my sister. Woo! You know what? I don't want to cut it short because you deserve more claps than that. But I want people to get it in and just let them know how to reach out and touch you. I just want to give you praise and accolade while we're on the air. Miss Tina Blue has been doing her thing, working with Michael Michelle Publishing, doing some work, phenomenal work on some of our clients, our authors' covers, and she's doing some awesome work. So Tina Blue, let them know how to reach out and touch you and your company, because, you know, I will be the first person in line saying that this is an amazing, amazing creative genius. So let them tell people how to reach out and touch you.
You got me blushing now. My face hurt. Okay. really quick, you guys can check me out on Facebook under Edifying Graphics. That's EDIFYIN, no G. Graphics, GRAPHIX. You just Facebook search that and it'll pop right up. It has my little logo right there. You can check me out on the Tina Blue, CHYNA, the color blue, and on BTR every Tuesday and Friday from 11 p.m. Eastern to whenever we get off the air on the original Poetry After Dark. Y'all can search for that, Google or BTR search, and we'll pop right up.
All right, you heard the genius. She got a radio show. She's doing a graphics thing, so reach out and touch her, everybody. I am just a fan of hers, her work, and she's a phenomenal creative genius, so make sure you reach out and touch her. And thank you, Miss Tina Blue. All right. We have time to take one more person here on the air. So we're going to take number 6-2. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight? You on the air? The first three digits, 337.
562 is sleeping on you.
All right, they have been holding on for quite some time. But we're going to take the very next person then. All righty. 216, you're on the air with Ms. Poetic E and Mr. Stevie G. Who do we have stepping up to the mic tonight?
Yes, it's Nate Dizzle again.
All right,
Nate.
Now you got time to rip one more before we go.
Okay, I have a short one for you. Here it is. Tell me what you think. This is called From a Woman's Perspective. I left everything for you, you nothing-ass nigga. Here I sit 10 years later, still can't figure out why it took us breaking up to find out what you were really about. After we disconnected sexually, there was no doubt that dick got the best of me. Since we split, there's been a lifetime of regretful shit. No child support, tired of taking you to court. At the hospital with your sons for a medical emergency, try calling you. Thank God it wasn't serious like surgery. After two by you, I'm through. I am real, therefore I write how I feel. I am the essence of every black woman. That is my piece.
All right.
I'm going to clap it up for Mr. Nate Dizzle. And before I hand it over to my co-host, I just want to shout out to Mr. Inner Child Radio, Mr. Peters. It just occurred to me that you are the individual who submitted a piece to my homeless anthology, and I just wanted to say openly that I so appreciate you for that divine and lovely piece, and definitely once we get through with it, we will make sure you get a copy of the anthology sent to you. Thank you. And Mr. Stevie G, you want to take us on home and take us out of here? Thank everyone for coming through. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm going to take y'all out of here tonight with some originality, baby.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you. Please listen. You don't know me. My name is Stevie. I'd like to get to know you. What you thinking? Remy on the rocks for me. And for the lady, a white wine, please. Tell me, what's your pleasure? Would you like to be Stevie's treasure? You're quite delectable, we impressible. You look surprised, I see. Trust me, you'll get used to me. I think I like you. I think I do. I want to get into something really special with you. I think I like you. I think I do. I want to get into something romantic with you. Tell me, what's up tonight? Are you looking for love? Can I be your Mr. Right? I'm available, but a brother needs to know how you're feeling about me. Your expectations, please look through my to see my soul. Don't
time flies and takes its toll. I'm real easy, baby. No lies, no gain. It is what it is with me. No ifs, ands, buts, or maybes. I think I like you. I think I do. I wanna get into something really freaky with you. I think I like you. I know I do. I wanna get into something romantic with you. Good night, y'all. Catch y'all next week.
Oh, Stevie G, that was beautiful.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Good night.